Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Jim Hitchin, CEO, chairman, and president of Spectra Science. The company trades on the bulletin board, and their ticker symbol is SCIE. And they are a medical device company which designs, develops, manufactures, and markets spectrophotometry systems. Thanks for joining us today, Jim.
Thank you for asking me.
Great. Anytime. Now, start off by talking to us about some of the highlights of your shareholder newsletter, which includes an update on your equity financing, as well as on your WaveStat screening cancer screening platform.
Well, the newsletter was basically an update to our shareholders to give them a bird's-eye view of what we've been doing over the last several months. I like to do that on a regular basis just to let people know how we're progressing in our plans. We manufacture a device to detect precancers so they can be removed earlier. And, of course, when you get these cancers out earlier, you're going to live longer. For instance, the standard of care today, for instance, inspecting the esophagus, is to remove suspicious polyps. The problem is that many of these precancers called dysplasia can't be seen by the eyeball. So doing it with our device optically allows you within a second to determine with an absolute answer, yes or no, whether or not that tissue is benign, normal, or if it's dysplastic or precancerous. And then, of course, you can remove it all in the same procedure.
Right. Now that's... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah, we're really excited about a new application we have for using the device in the esophagus. And that's where you have heartburn or GERD every day. That leads to a condition called Barrett's esophagus. And in that case, there are no polyps, and you really, really can't see anything. So doctors are going blind in the procedure, basically removing tissue at random for later analysis by pathology to determine whether or not it's dysplastic or not. Of course, it's very time-consuming, very expensive, where if you do it optically with our device, it's very quick and, again, an absolute answer right away.
Well, great. And so, yeah, that's called the WaveStat cancer screening platform, which is now FDA-approved.
That's correct.
So, you know, what are some where we may be able to find the product? Is it being currently used at hospitals or private clinics?
We launched sales on the product in the spring in Europe. We are waiting for the esophageal application approval for the FDA, and we will launch both of those products, colon and esophageal, at the same time, probably about Q2 of this year.
Well, great. And so talk about some of the recent trends as far as cancer and cancer screening and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, cancer screening is a very big issue. As you may have heard in the news recently, most types of cancers are decreasing in incidence. However, one of the reasons we're so excited about the esophageal application is that that's one cancer that's growing six times faster than any other cancer. So our ability to go in and help physicians find these precancers earlier, we think is a major new step in the detection regimen that they have for themselves.
Well, good. And so what are some of the specific factors that make Spectra unique from some of the other players? First of all, you know, who are some of your key competitors and what makes you unique, you know, some of your other players in your sector?
As far as I know, there is no one in our space. We are the only people that make a device that optically can detect if tissue is normal or abnormal and give you an absolute answer, yes or no, within a second. I have not heard of anyone that's working on that. And in addition to that, we have about 60 patents either pending or issued on our technology. That's 60.
Well, great. And so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Jim, as well as that of some of the key management team over at Spectra Science.
Well, I have a degree in physics, but I've run divisions or corporations for most of my career in all areas from energy storage to oceanographic engineering and, of course, medical devices for a good part of my career. Some of our other directors are Tommy Thompson, ex-governor of Wisconsin, and Dr. Stan Poppelbaum, who ran Scripps Clinics here in San Diego, which is a $1 billion a year hospital chain. Chet Sievert is a published scientist. He's got more than 50 journals and peer-reviewed journals in our area. Mark McWilliams is an energy, a medical device guy for many, many years and brings a lot of experience to us from the engineering side. And Dwayne Townsend is our new board member, who happens to have been a venture capitalist in six different funds over the years. On the management side, our CFO has been with a public accounting firm for many years, and recently, in the last 10 years, been in the medical device space.
Well, good. And so what are some of the some of the actual goals and objectives that the team hopes to accomplish over the next 12 months?
Two very important things is we're focusing on sales and ramping that up in Europe by hiring additional people. The second thing is to get additional indications for use. I mentioned the esophageal application. The more of those applications that we can develop software-wise, we can add to our hardware platform, so it makes the device more friendly for the user, being able to use it for several different types of precancer screening. So getting the studies done, getting the application and approval is very important. But along the way, we have product that we can sell now.
Well, good. And so in terms of investors, do you believe, Jim, that your company's upside potential and the and your investment story are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Probably not. We haven't had as much press in the, what I call the retail press, the Business Wires, the Newsweeks, and whatever, about this new technology. And again, we've just launched the product, so you can understand why it's probably not been seen very much. We're going to try and do some important things in the PR area here beginning next month to make news about our company and our breakthrough technology more widely known.
Right, certainly. Now, in terms of your company's growth, will you continue to grow organically, or would you consider some M&A activity?
We will consider M&A activity at any time. I haven't mentioned another product line that we have that is also FDA approved. It came through an acquisition a little over a year ago of the Luma cervical imaging device. Now, this is a device that uses, again, the same kind of technology we have in our Wavestat to detect precursors of the cervix. What happens currently if a woman has an abnormal Pap test, the next step is usually colposcopy, which is 50-year-old technology where they look at the surface of the cervix with binoculars, looking for lesions. And again, you can't see dysplasia, so it's a hit-and-miss type of thing on where to do the biopsy. This device shows at least 26% more lesions than it does with the naked eye. In a large national study, it was found that at least 200,000 women a year go home with lesions that they don't know and their doctor doesn't know about. So this is an important new technology that we're just introducing to the marketplace now.
Very good answer. Now, and once again, joining us today is Jim Hitchin, CEO, Chairman, and President of Spectra Science, which once again trades on the OTC bulletin board. The ticker symbol is SCIE, and it's currently trading at 34 cents a share. Now, before we conclude, Jim, what do you believe that SCIE represents a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think that at least our customers, our doctors, are telling us that with optical biopsy, they can do procedures faster, doing them faster and without the typical taking physical samples means there's less or no bleeding, and there's no risk of infection. And, of course, the reducing the cost of the pathology is an important thing. And I think those three things are going to drive very rapid acceptance in the GI physician community. And, of course, in the cervical area, being able to detect lesions much easier than what's currently available is an important thing for women's health. So I think you're going to see, as we get out there more and more and expand our sales force, we're going to have a very rapid increase in our sales feature, which hopefully will add to our sales price.
Well, certainly, and we do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your future progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today, Jim.
Thank you.